When in Rome, Do As These Romans by Jennifer Maddy, Church Magazines. Youth in Rome, Italy stand strong against invading influences of the world. People popped in and out of shops and waved hello to friends in the crowded city center. Some people discussed business on their way to work, while others traded opinions on politics. Children played, enjoying the morning sun. That's what a typical day might have been like in ancient Rome. The Roman Empire was a mighty civilization with military and economic dominance. Who could have imagined its downfall? But fall it did. From the inside, the empire's decay was fueled by people's greed for power and wealth and their disregard for righteous living. From the outside, the weakening empire was invaded and conquered by neighboring powers. Today, the young men and young women of the Rome-Italy stake stand strong as the empire once did. But these youth hold steady against the invading influences of the adversary and strengthen their spirituality by living righteously. Roman missionaries. In a letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Today's Latter-day Saint youth in Rome are not ashamed, nor do they need encouragement in order to stand up for what they believe, though sometimes it might be hard. Ariana Hebo, 15, says, "I have some friends who don't share my ideas, but they always respect me." Delilah Vardu, age 15, adds, "I have friends who listen to me and try to understand what I am." And what is she? What characteristics describe these few Latter-day Saint youth surviving in the busy Italian capital? Honest, dedicated, friendly, righteous, and sincere in their desire to live and share the gospel. Sammy Pace, age 16, served as deacon's quorum president when he was the only member of the quorum. "I learned the importance of missionary work, even if up to now I have not had any results," he says. "I'm the only young man in my area who's a member. Every day I understand something more about missionary work." Denise DeFeo, age 15, sees an example in her older brother. "He's on a mission now, and he's having all these experiences. Not all of them are good, but every time he has something to teach. That comforts me." The youth know that even seemingly small acts of service or missionary work can have a positive impact on others. David Bosco, age 17, says, "In the scriptures, the Lord asks us to shine. Refer to Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Not to do great things, but in the little things." For the strength of Italian youth, the young members in Rome do shine, and they do so in stark contrast to the many ancient Romans who unfortunately embraced unrighteous practices that contributed to their moral decay. Instead, today's youth reflect the light of Christ and strengthen their spirituality by maintaining high standards and attending the temple. Denise finds that living the gospel provides a relief from the many pressures in today's world. The gospel also helps her know how to choose the right. "The things that my friends do are not always good things that I should do," she says simply. But Riccardo Celestini, age 14, emphasizes the importance of having support when trying to make right choices. "Sometimes I also need the help of my family or other help because I cannot stand alone." Some of that other help comes from For the Strength of Youth. The pamphlet helps these youth in different ways. Andrew Bishop, age 13, won't go to his baseball team's practices and games if they're on Sundays. Ariana also follows the Council on Sabbath Day Observance. She is a runner and had to race on many Sundays. Finally, she knew she had to make a decision. "I prayed, and even though it was hard for me to decide, I decided to go to church instead," she says. For David and Ricardo, the Council on Honesty helps. "In school, we have the opportunity to cheat and to copy homework from someone else," David says. But not doing that will make the difference between us and other people. He adds that honesty is one of the principles that you might think isn't very important, but it's what makes the difference. Ricardo knows that honesty in sports is important too. If you play fair, you know you were doing your best and not cheating. You are satisfied with what you have done. Near and far. There is one thing that these youth aren't satisfied with, and that's the number of times they can attend the temple. Without a temple in Italy, the church members in Rome drive about 9 hours one way to the Bern, Switzerland temple. Trips to perform baptisms for the dead are infrequent, but even though the temple is far away, these youth keep it close to their hearts by striving to hold on to the special feelings they receive when they attend. When I'm at the temple, I feel at home, Sammy says, every time I grow a little more. My favorite part about the temple is that I feel the spirit very strongly, says Andrew. I know that our ancestors are thanking us for helping them. We give them a gift. Delilah agrees. It is beautiful to feel that the people accept what we are doing for them. It's a wonderful experience. Ariana wraps up her friend's comments. All the things they said are true. The temple is a holy place on earth, and it doesn't matter that the temple is in Switzerland or Spain. The spirit is always the same, and we can grow every time. Present-day Rome is littered with broken pieces of ancient buildings, stairways, and arches, pieces of once grand structures destroyed by stronger forces. The youth in Rome, on the other hand, take the pieces of their lives, the gospel, scriptures, family, standards, the temple, and develop solid testimonies that withstand the negative influences of the world. Sammy has one suggestion for gaining that strength. Don't give up. Let's go forward. End of article. When in Rome, Do As These Romans by Jennifer Maddie.